Allegheny County Maintenance Manager, Lori Musto. Lori, appreciate your time this morning. I assume your crews have been busy all night dealing with being on the bubble here right at 32 degrees.
Good morning. Correct. We've had crews out all night treating roads, getting ready for the precipitation to move in.
Yeah, when I was coming to work, now I parked my car at the top of the steep hill instead of trying to fight it getting up to the main roads because I was anticipating a really bad storm today. Luckily, we dodged that bullet, but I was, you'll be happy to know, on my way to work, my short drive, I saw two road vehicles, road crews out there working. So you are covering it and you were prepared.
Very happy to know. We do have full forces out. We're out. We have 61 drivers out this morning throughout the night getting ready. They are out salting. So it was not planned. We do have full forces out.
You know, it's when conditions like this are so close. Ice is probably the biggest concern for people driving because sometimes you just don't know for sure. It looks wet. It could be icy. But it seems like the main roads certainly are good right now, but temperatures are going to go up. What are your drivers experiencing around the county?
So right now we're seeing temperatures hovering right around freezing, which is that iffy point where it can begin to refreeze on us. So the drivers are out treating the roads. We're not seeing any issues on the main roads, but we ask once again, especially the bridges, the overpasses, the ramps, just use caution for changing conditions. We're seeing some pretty heavy bands of rain move through right now also, which could dilute the salt and cause the refreeze until we get up above freezing.
That's good to know, yeah. And, conditions can change very quickly, as you know. When do you breathe a sigh of relief on a day like today? When do you know that you're out of it?
Well, even when the rain stops, as long as the roads are wet, they can refreeze. So as soon as temperatures get into the mid to upper 30s, I start to breathe a little bit of a relief.
Yeah, I can't imagine it. You got all hands on deck right now, but things should improve here over the next couple of hours, and we should get a reprieve. And we've gotten through January overall pretty well, but December we had 28 inches of snow. That's a lot more than we normally get in a December, right?
That's correct. We were out a lot in December, a lot of snow over the holidays, both holidays. So our crew stayed busy all through December.
Well, speaking of snow, what if, I have a pickup truck with a plow on the front? Am I allowed to, you see them.
No, Kevin.
Am I allowed to put it down and help clear a street, a steep hill or something like that that looks like it might be a little iffy?
That's a violation, Kevin. No,
that's
I don't
a
know.
Violation, Kevin. No. We ask that people do not do that.
Okay, because then I could create a problem on the road and cause an accident. Is that the reason behind that?
That is. Our crews know the roads very well. They know issues along the roads. So we ask that you leave that up to them.
Yeah, yeah. Don't worry, Lori. He has an Impala, and he doesn't have a plow
on the Impala.
So I want to shout out to your crews and appreciate the work you guys do. And thanks for the time this morning, Lori.
Thank you.